It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. Declining enrollment on Wisconsin's two-year campuses is driving branch closures throughout the state. Just north of Lake Winnebago, UW-Oshkosh is set to close its Fox Cities branch next year.
That could have some unexpected spillover effects on local landmarks. This week, the university's Board of Trustees held a public hearing and approved an appraisal of its campus buildings that includes the Barlow Planetarium.
More than a dozen community members attended the meeting to express their concern about the planetarium, including Tony Reeves, who spoke with WBAY-TV.
The contribution to the community is immense. I don't want to see it go away. It's been valuable for me and for my kids. We do homeschooling, and the homeschool events come through here, as well as a lot of the public schools. We don't want to lose that asset for this community. It's very important.
Along with the planetarium, the futures of a science museum and a performing arts center are up in the air. Tom Swan is a chair of the UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities Board of Trustees. He's also a Winnebago County Supervisor. Tom, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Glad to be here.
And Richard Beal is president of the Northeastern Wisconsin Stargazers. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rob. Pleasure to be here as well.
Tom, let's start with the status of these buildings, the planetarium and others. We've got this campus scheduled to close. What's going on with the planetarium and some of the other buildings there that I think are owned not by the university but had been operated by the university? What's going on now?
The buildings are owned by the county as 50% tenants in common. So last term, I wrote an ordinance that requires an appraisal in Winnebago County for property that's acquired, disposed of, or requires an asset management decision. So the request for an appraisal really is an adherence to that ordinance, number one, but also the appraisal will help the county executives make a policy decision on the future of the campus. It will define the asset, the square footage, if we need to lease or sell the facility in the future. And, hopefully the tenant or buyer will be someone who will continue in using the facility for educational purposes.
And Tom, people might hear appraisal, think, that means it's going to be sold. It might be turned into something else. Is there a focus from you, other people on the county board to say, hey, we want to keep this as a planetarium?
Well, the satellite entities like the planetarium really are dependent on the entire facility's success. So the main focus for us is to find someone that can occupy the classroom space and maintain the entire facility, someone that has the wherewithal to do that. The satellite entities like the Barlow Planetarium can better be expected to survive if we can find someone to occupy the entire facility in the classroom space.
Rick, you lead the Northeastern Wisconsin Stargazers. Can you talk a little bit about what the Barlow Planetarium has meant for you, your fellow Stargazers, and the community?
Well, the Wisconsin Stargazers, better known in the Fox Cities as New Star, have had a longstanding relationship with the Barlow. Since we started in 1986, we've been interested in, bringing the night sky, the wonder and beauty of that to the general public. And the Barlow Planetarium just furthers that mission. Since it opened in 97, I think almost a million visitors have attended. Last year, there were about 27,000 guests, including 18,000 students. You heard Tony Reeves talk earlier about homeschooling students. We had students and scouts from over 60 school districts across Wisconsin attend the Barlow. So it is a tremendous regional resource. There have been schools from Illinois come to the Barlow. There have been schools from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan come to the Barlow. When it opened, it was the premier planetarium in the Midwest, north of the Adler Planetarium in Chicago.
Rick, what are you and your fellow Stargazers hoping comes out of all this? What are your worries as you watch this process go through?
Well, certainly our worry, since the university did not mention their plans for the Barlow or the Weiss Earth Science Museum or the Communication Arts Center in their closure notices. We're, you know, up in the air from our perspective. And we want to see it continue. We want to see these facilities stay open. Our commitment is really, we're trying to step forward as advocates and, you know, bring other interested nonprofits, educational groups, community leaders, corporate sponsors into the mix and get their opinion and work as advocates with them to keep the Barlow, the Weiss Earth Science Museum, and the Communication Arts Center. They're all three unique facilities on this campus that I think really need to stay open.
We are talking about the future of some on-campus facilities as the UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities branch is set to close next June. Hearings going on related to the Barlow Planetarium, other buildings there. We've got Rick Beal with us, president of the Northeastern Wisconsin Stargazers, New Star, and Tom Swan, chair of the UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities Board of Trustees, county supervisor there. Tom, these are unique buildings, as you were saying. It's the planetarium attached to classrooms and other structures, you know, that you want if you have an operating university. Are you looking for potential buyers or operators or nonprofits who might want this kind of unique combination of buildings? Are you recruiting potential tenants?
I think the county executives are better able to answer that than I am. But yes, I believe they are working on that actively right now.
And Tom, I understand you took a tour of these facilities to get a feel for, you know, not just the public-facing side of the planetarium, but behind the scenes. What kind of things were you thinking as you came out of there? What kind of hopes did you have that could come out of all of this?
Well, they have significant needs in terms of the amount of money needed to rehabilitate the planetarium. I think it's in excess of $1 million. Terry Gee there is working very hard on that, but I've always tried to emphasize that, before you solicit significant private donation, we need to make sure that the entire facility will be there for them going forward.
Rick, what kind of things are you and your colleagues doing to advocate for coming up with a solution that keeps the Barlow Planetarium open to the public?
Well, as I said, we're willing to work with other nonprofit groups, community leaders, the business community. We really haven't heard much feedback from them yet at this point on, you know, what possibilities exist for keeping the campus open. I know the county executives have said they're working on a plan to make sure that the facility stays in continuous operation. We just, as I said, we'll partner with anybody to try to make sure that these valuable community resources stay open and available to the public.
Tom, speaking of the money here, UW System branches, they're eligible to receive up to $2 million in grants to redevelop or demolish, whatever the case may be, buildings left over when these campuses close. From your view on the county board now, is some of that money potentially going to the buildings we're talking about?
Well, the money, as I understand it, is for repurposing, and we need to get a clear definition on what repurposing means. Since two counties are involved here, it could be up to $4 million, I think, for this campus.
And Rick, give us a sense of what this means for the community now. Obviously, as a planetarium, it's great for the schools, but bringing people into Menasha and the Fox Cities in general, do you see this as maybe an opportunity for the future?
I do. In 2006, New Star hosted a regional conference for the Astronomical League. It's a national body of, you know, like-minded individuals. And that conference took place in Appleton. We involved the EAA, the Barlow, the Big Picture Movie Theater in downtown Appleton at the time, the Children's Museum. Not only is this a draw for the school districts, it's a draw for the region, for the cities, and for the Fox Cities in general. We participate in the Barlow's monthly family astronomy nights, where, you know, they try to have a program that's specific for families. The club will have telescopes available on outside, In July, I talked to a family that came from the Twin Cities because one of their kids was very interested in astronomy and one of their children was very interested in dinosaurs. They could hit both of those desires and needs with one stop in Menasha at that campus.
Tom, there's a lot of moving parts here. For members of the public in the counties involved in the local communities, what's the best way for them to give feedback, to share their thoughts on these big changes coming?
Well, continue to come to our trustees meetings. We hold them every month, the last Monday of the month at 1 p.m. at on campus. So you're always welcome to come and speak in the public portion of the meeting and express your ideas. You know, we'd like to find another educator that would take this space, whether it be public or private. But also, I thought another use maybe some of the area corporations could use this facility as a training center or a retreat. There's tremendous parking and it's well located near the freeway.
And Rick, I understand you're reaching out to concerned citizens to get involved too. What are you hoping to hear from the public?
Yeah, we would, anybody that would like to get involved with ensuring the future operation of the Barlow, they can reach out to NuStar at this email address. It would be info@new-star.org. And we would be happy to partner with anybody who shares our interest in keeping this organization and this facility open.
Rick, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Tom, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks.
We've been talking to Tom Swan, chair of the UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities Board of Trustees, also Winnebago County Supervisor, and Rick Beal, president of the Northeastern Wisconsin Stargazers, talking about the Barlow Planetarium in Menasha, other buildings affected by the upcoming closure of the local two-year campus. Is this something you are concerned about if you live in that area or you're watching these stories unfold in your own community at your own local two-year campus? Let us know about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.